Happy Christmas Eve, my friends. Alex Pardo here and excited and pumped to deliver episode 477 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, so I absolutely love this time of year. Now, granted, you might be listening to this in the future. Maybe it's sometime in 2021. I trust that you're having an amazing year so far and that you're doing awesome. But if you are listening to this when we're getting recorded, this is the day before Christmas. And, 2020 has been, it's been a blessing in many ways. It's been a challenging year in many ways. It's been a year unlike any other that I've ever experienced in my 40 years here on this earth, and I think you'd probably agree with that. And yet, I'm really optimistic, and I'm really just excited about what's to come here in 2021. I trust and hope that you have taken the time to be purposeful and meaningful and intentional about mapping out what you want to accomplish in 2021, not just business-wise or financial, but personally. Who do you need to become to attract and have the things that you want in your life? You know, I was reading The Miracle Morning, and that's actually what today's episode is going to be about. But I was reading the Miracle Morning, and the author Hal Elrod, who's just a very inspiring guy, he shared something that I think he learned from one of his mentors, and he basically said something along the lines of, you know, and it's so true. I hadn't quite heard it put this way. It's very simple and basic, but it's so true. He said, you know, our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. And so are you taking the time to focus and do the inner work and focus on yourself? And which is why I'm just such a big believer in personal development being a habitual thing that you do on a daily basis. It's got to be something that you're just obsessively committed to, is personal development. And that is the best investment you can make in yourself. But speaking of Hal Elrod and The Miracle Morning. So about a week and a half ago, a good friend of mine, Mike Wagner from The Storage Rebellion, I'm actually going to have him, you may have already seen it on Facebook, but I had him on the Storage versus Mobile Home Park debate. Good friend of mine, just awesome, awesome guy. And he runs the Storage Rebellion community, teaching investors how to learn how to do the storage business. He's actually the guy that, you know, I went to begin my journey in storage. And so somebody I highly recommend you connect with. I actually had him on the podcast. We'll link that up in the show notes. Make sure to check it out. And I'll likely have him here coming up in 2021 on the show again. But he shared with our community how Elrod was releasing and launching the Miracle Morning movie. This was a couple of Saturdays ago, and tickets were like $20 or something. And so, you know, I had always heard about the Miracle Morning, and I'm a big fan of morning routines and morning rituals. You know, I learned years ago that if you can dominate your morning and you can dominate, you know, the end of your day, the chances of the rest of your day being productive and positive are pretty good. You know, and so how do you start and how do you end your day? And so if you go to flipempire.com and you in the search bar, which is a really valuable tool, by the way, in the search bar, if you put in any keywords, it'll come up all the different episodes. At this point, you know, we're almost 500 episodes into the Flip Empire show here. And so I've covered a lot of different topics and areas. And but anyways, if you put morning routine or morning ritual, you'll see that I've probably published a handful of episodes on morning routines and morning rituals. And I have experimented with different morning rituals, you know, from waking up as early as 4 a.m. to waking up as late as 6:30, 7 a.m., working out in the morning, right in the morning, or working out midday, meditating right when I first start, or meditating, you know, later on in the day, or not meditating at all, reading. I've been somewhat inconsistent with, I've been inconsistent with journaling or scribing and things of that nature. And I've just experimented with different routines, and you have to find what works for you. So by no means what I suggest or recommend is what will work for you. But these are what I'm about to share with you are just tried and true methods, and they work, you know. And when you study the Oprah Winfrey's of the world and the Jim Carrey's and the Will Smith and so many people like this that incorporate many or all of these elements into their morning routines, Well, I had always heard about The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, but for whatever reason, I don't know why, it's such a popular book and it sold, you know, millions of copies. For whatever reason, I had just never read it. And my buddy Mike Wagner told me about this movie. So I paid the, you know, I bought a ticket and I watched it a couple of Saturdays ago and I was floored. I was, it was a kind of a documentary and it was just so well produced and put together. And he, you know, Hal Elrod's story is very inspiring. You know, he shares a story how 98 or 99, he got into a car accident that put him into a coma. He was actually pronounced dead at the scene and the paramedics were able to revive him about 6 minutes later. He was in the hospital for I don't know how long and he was just wrecked, destroyed, his entire body. And yet, because of his mindset, because of his attitude, because of his will, because of his determination, because of his morning routine, and because of his belief system, he was able to turn what seemed to be like he would never walk into living, you know, just walking and living a healthy life. And, you know, he talks about how he a friend of his recommended that he go on a run. And he didn't want to run, but he wanted to change his life. He was struggling financially. And so he was running and he had the idea to research, to do some Google research and see like what were the most successful people on this planet? What did they do to start their mornings? And then, you know, he started researching and he basically came up with six things that were the common denominators. And that's how The Miracle Morning started. And in The Miracle Morning, he talks about the Lifesavers method or the Lifesavers principle. Excuse me. And that's what I want to do. I just want to highlight and I want to introduce to you what the Savers is an acronym and I'm about to reveal what that is. But I want to encourage you to pick up the book or the audiobook. I actually did both. I bought the audiobook. I bought the book. I bought Miracle Morning for Millionaires because now he's got a bunch of like spin-off, you know, Millionaire Morning. I'm sorry. Miracle Morning for real estate agents, Miracle Morning for entrepreneurs, Miracle Morning for millionaires, Miracle Morning for college students, etc. So I bought a bunch of the books and I want to introduce you to the Savers method, which he talks about. The S in Savers is for silence. And he talks about the benefits of just being in silence. And this could be prayer. This could be meditation, some sort of meditation. It could be a guided meditation. It could be what I do and practice, which is TM, transcendental meditation. And there's so many benefits to that. But he talks about just the power and how nourishing it could be for your spirit, for your mind, for your body to just sit in silence with your thoughts for a 1 to 5, 1 to 10 minute period. With my transcendental meditation, I actually practice it 20 minutes twice a day. And I've seen so many benefits from it. So the S is for silence, okay? The A is for affirmations. And I don't want to get too deep into affirmations because you probably already know, you know, how beneficial affirmations can be. But whenever I've done affirmations, I've failed to incorporate my physiology into the affirmations. It's not just enough to repeat affirmations mindlessly and just say them. You might derive a little benefit from that, but you have to actually feel the emotions. You have to get, you know, your senses involved. You have to, that's why whenever I've gone to Tony Robbins events, you know, he says, make your move. And then, you know, people have a variety of moves. For me, it was like banging my chest. And it's, you're incorporating your physiology and you're getting into a state. You're incorporating your senses into the affirmations and being consistent with that. The V is for visualization. Right. And it's sitting for 5 minutes and it's visualizing, being very purposeful about what do you want to accomplish in your day? Who do you need to become? Who do you need to be? And actually playing the movie forward, putting yourself in a place where you already feel and experience what it is that you want. It could be a goal, it could be anything, but you have to visualize as if it's already happened. So we have the S, the A, the V. You have E for exercise. I don't think I need to get into the benefits of exercise, but you got to get the blood pumping in the morning. And the sequence is not, you know, you can kind of experiment with the sequence that might work for you. It doesn't have to be in this exact sequence, although I like to start with meditation. From meditation, I like to get into the exercise portion. But after exercise, you have reading, S-A-V-E-R for reading, you know, reading at least 10 pages a day. And then the S is for, and by the way, the reading is not like fiction or anything like that. It's like a personal development book, a book on in an area that you want to improve or a skill set that you want to refine. Whatever the case might be, it's got to be something that's going to feed your mind, your body, your soul, and allow you, you know, to acquire certain skills that you're going to need in order to accomplish whatever it is that you want. And then finally, the S is for scribing. A version of scribing is journaling, right? And it's journaling for 5 minutes, journaling your thoughts. And there's a lot of benefits to journaling. This is the one area where I'm committed to do a better job on. I've been very inconsistent, to be totally transparent, with journaling. I understand the benefits of it. I have to make the time for it, and I will. In fact, I've already been consistent here for, you know, since I saw the movie, and I've been practicing Savers every single morning. So just wanted to introduce you. You've probably heard of The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, if you're like me, but I actually never read it. Pick up the audiobook, pick up the book, and practice Savers. And he starts with, he recommends that if you don't have a morning routine or your morning ritual, and you kind of just wake up and you feel anxiety, you feel dread, you feel panic, you start your day by grabbing your phone and checking your email or social media, it's impacting your life, whether you know it or not, and not in a positive way. And so he says to start with just one of the savers. What's one thing? First of all, set your clock 30 minutes early. So if you're used to waking up at 7, set your clock the next day to wake up at 6:30. And just do that and practice that. And then just pick one of the savers, whether it's silence, whether it's affirmations, whether it's visualization, exercise, reading, scribing. Pick one of those and then just be consistent with that for the following week. And you'll start to see the benefits of it. But I can tell you, I really enjoyed the book. He's got when I saw the movie, believe it or not, I was watching it by myself. The movie had me in tears, like choked up, because I think in 2016, he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, which only, I think, 10 to 20% of people survive. And the movie just does such a great job of just taking us through his journey and how mentally, emotionally, and physically taxing it was for Hal, and how he had to fight and overcome, and how his mindset and how his will was challenged. And it looks like it almost broke him, but he had the support and love of his, not just his family and friends, but the community of millions of people that he's inspired through Miracle Morning, and how that got him through it, you know, and his faith. And man, he survived, and he's in remission, and he's doing well. I don't personally know how. I'd love to connect with him. Maybe I'll you know, figure out a way to get in contact with him and have him on the show. But it was just inspiring, and it honestly had me in tears, like tears just streaming down my face, and had me choked up, because, you know, he talks about how he was just so scared to just not be there on this earth for his. He's got two kids, and he's got a loving wife, and I just kind of put myself in those shoes, and I just got really emotional about it. So, anyways, Savers. Definitely do it. I think if you stay consistent with it, I think you'll see the benefits from it. I know I have. And The Miracle Morning, check it out. So my friends, have an amazing Christmas. If you're listening to this at the time it's getting released, have an amazing New Year's. I wish you nothing but health and success and abundance and joy and fulfillment and just everything positive. I know 2021, you know, if you want it to be your best year, it will be your best year. And that's not to say it's not going to come without its challenges, because that's life. And yet that's a blessing, right? That's where we're meant to grow. That's when we're meant to stretch. And we're not given things that we can't handle. So let that shape you. Let that encourage you. Let that motivate you. And strengthen yourself so that you can deal with those challenges and you can overcome and you can be the best version of yourself and be who you were meant to be and accomplish the things you were meant to accomplish. So I hope this has touched and inspired you in some way, like I was by the movie and by the book. So have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next Flip Empire show. Have a great one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.